Welcome to Cheltenham Town Hall, where the BBC National Orchestra of Wales is a regular visitor to the concert series. In the second half of tonight's programme, we explore Beethoven's passion for the great outdoors. "No one can love the countryside as much as I do," he wrote grandly, and his Pastoral Symphony, No. 6, is Beethoven's greatest expression of that feeling, evoking the delight he found in escape to the rural areas around Vienna. 30 years earlier, Mozart was revelling in the busy musical life of the city, lauded as both a composer and performer. We've one of the 15 piano concertos he wrote in just 4 years, and our soloist is the young German-Japanese Alice Sarah Ott. She and tonight's conductor, Jun Merkel, were both born in Munich, also the birthplace of Richard Strauss, whose music starts tonight's programme. The tone poem Death and Transfiguration is a romantic young man's view of old age and death. Strauss was only 24 when he composed it, and later wrote that his idea had been to represent the death of a person who'd striven for the highest ideal goals, possibly an artist. He asked his friend, the poet Alexander von Ritter, to write a guide to the music that was included in the first printed editions. Well, in the first two of the four sections, the sick old man struggles close to death, then memories of his life pass in front of him, his childhood and youth. In the final section, death occurs, the solemn striking of a tam-tam, and the soul leaves the body in a celestial theme. And to conduct the BBC National Orchestra of Wales in Death and Transfiguration by Richard Strauss, here is Jun Merkel.